Hey y'all, welcome to Book Marketing Mania. I'm Kim, and I'm so thrilled you're tuning in today to learn how to build your audience and reach new readers on podcast. So are you still scratching your head over whether or not hosting a weekly podcast is for you? Maybe you're not ready to make the commitment to host an ongoing weekly show, but you do want to use the power of podcasting to serve your target readers and to build your email list. So if you tuned in to the previous episode, you heard my friend Angie Bauman talk about the cool way she's using a private podcast to grow her email list and also connect with readers before and after they purchase her devotional. Now, in this episode, let's talk about 12 ways you can use the power of a private podcast. And I want to first start, though, quickly with the difference between a private podcast and a public one, because it's all about the discoverability and when you want to serve your target readers and if building your email list is a priority. So with a public podcast, your show can be found by listeners searching through their podcast app, or they could be searching in Google or even on social media, and they could discover your show. With a private podcast, your show can't be found by searching alone. The listener has to sign up first with their email address so that you send them the link to access the podcast. And with a public podcast, anyone can click play on it and start listening at any time, whether they are your target readers or not. So you can start serving people right away before they even know anything about you or your book. But the cool thing about a private podcast is only those who sign up for it can play it. So you know they are your target readers if they've signed up for something that you're offering. And you start serving them after they've raised their hand and said, yes, I want to be on your list and I want to hear from you. And they receive your link to access the content and they can listen on their preferred podcast app and they get updates from you as you release new episodes. So now that you know the difference between private and public podcasts, let's dig a little bit more into the power of a private podcast with these 12 ways you can use them to serve your readers before and after they buy your book. So number one, you could use a private podcast as a pre-order bonus. Y'all, times have definitely changed and pre-order bonuses to get readers excited to buy your book early just are not what they used to be. Ask any author around, especially traditionally published ones. So imagine giving your target reader access to a private podcast ahead of your book release. Maybe there's a chapter that didn't make the final cut, but you know it's a topic your readers need to hear. You could repurpose it into several episodes. Or maybe there's some timely content to help your target readers right where they are at that moment in the season before your book releases. A private podcast would make a great pre-order bonus. And I have so many ideas, y'all. I could break all these up into their own episodes. Okay, number two, a second way to use a private podcast is as a gift with purchase of your book. And this could be evergreen for any time they purchase the book, like Angie talked about in the last episode, how she's using a QR code in the devotional for the private podcast. Or maybe you could do it at certain times of the year if your book is something you'd like them to purchase as a gift, like for Christmas or Mother's Day or graduation. Your private podcast could be aimed for that particular season, and it could be a gift with purchase of your book. Then number three, you could use a private podcast as your lead magnet. Or some people call it a freebie or an opt-in. Now, the first two, a pre-order bonus and a gift with purchase, are also lead magnets as well because they sign up for your email list to get them. But what I'm talking about is an evergreen freebie that's available to anyone, whether they purchase your book or not. So instead of sending them like a typical PDF they get for signing up for your email list, you can send them to a private podcast. And again, if you listened to the last episode, you heard a little bit about this from Angie and how she's using hers, because she has her set up for readers to get as a lead magnet before they buy the book, and then they can listen to the podcast and learn about it. Or it's offered as a free gift to the book if they buy the book first. So remember, with a private podcast, you're getting the readers' email addresses as they sign up to receive and listen to your show, a private podcast, that is. So think about how to use that strategically, whether you're building your email list before sitting down to pitch a publisher this summer, or you're launching a book in the fall, because you need an audience of future book buyers, right? And as I mentioned on the last episode with Angie, with summer coming, I was like, it is a great time to think about how you can be in somebody's ears in short bursts with a private podcast. For example, say you have a book for moms, and think about what they're going to be doing this summer. Maybe they're going to be hanging by the pool with their kids while they're out of school, and they have time to listen to a short episode every day or once a week. Or maybe they're moms who work full-time and they're stressing about all the to-dos they have before their child goes off to college in the fall. They could easily pop in your short episodes on your private podcast on their lunch break. And now, I know these are also great ideas for a public podcast too. Yes, they are. But what we're talking about today is the power of private podcast, as you'll have the email address for all the listeners so you can continue to nurture them. And speaking of nurturing your email list, number four, a fourth way to use private podcast is to deliver your weekly emails. So maybe you don't want to write a weekly email to your list, but you want to stay top of mind with your subscribers so they think of you when they think of buying a new book or reading a new blog post or listening to a new podcast, right? You want to stay top of mind with them, and you don't mind recording some quick audio to nurture your email list, kind of like a newsletter, but think audio style. How cool they could hear your voice on a weekly basis on the private podcast, and imagine how much more excited they are going to be when your audiobook comes out. So y'all, there's so many ideas in so little time. We're only at number four of 12 ideas in this episode, and I hope you have your wheels turning on how you can use a private podcast. And if you need some help deciding which one of these ideas might be best for you, or you want someone to help you set up your private podcast, I'm your girl. Let's hop on a 15-minute free consult, and I'll put the link here in your show notes so you can schedule with me. Okay, now let's talk about using private podcast for timely events. And what I mean by this is, like, number five would be a pop-up private podcast. So it's time sensitive. It's only available for a certain time that they can access the podcast and listen to it before it goes away. And so, you know, like, your target readers struggle in certain seasons. Maybe, again, their mom's dealing with graduation or back to school, or, you know, how to keep the kids from driving them crazy over the summer. Or maybe your readers are married couples dealing with dysfunctional family stress around the holidays. Or maybe your readers are single and they need some encouragement around Valentine's Day or the wedding season in June. You could pop up a podcast at any of those times that's right for your target listeners and support them and serve them that way with a private podcast. Or you might use a private podcast to support events where you interview other experts on the topic of your book. This has become so popular over the last few years. And I know, like, number six, the sixth idea I have for you today is to host an audio summit. My friend, author Becky Kapitsky, did this last year. She hosted an audio summit. And so all the presentations, the interviews with other people were done on audio, so you could listen on the go. And if you have an opportunity to interview experts for any of these ideas we're talking about today, just think about how you could also have exclusive content from each of them. And that alone could be a private podcast. But I love what Becky did, because she had this great summit, several days of lots of interviews, and you could listen to them. You didn't have to be at your computer at a certain time to watch a video. You could just take it on the go. And I love that idea. Or if you host a typical virtual summit with videos, you might want to use a private podcast to host your replays. And this is number 7 ideas for you is my friend Amy Wicks did this when she hosted a summit and she had a VIP all access pass, and those passes got to keep the replays of the interviews and presentations and listen to them in the private podcast anytime they wanted. So I love that. I'm so about audio on the go. Then idea number 8, if you create an evergreen digital course, maybe it takes your readers deeper into the topic of your book. Well, instead of updating all the past video course content when you need to, which I know course creators cringe at, then just release companion podcast episodes on a private podcast. And if by chance the course comes before your book, you could sell your book on the private podcast when the time is right. Or it could also be that your private podcast is the digital course content itself, and that's idea number 9. So you could offer a course on the go with a private podcast where they listen to the lessons instead, so they don't have to log into a course platform to get the lessons or watch any videos. All they have to do is pick up their phones, go to their podcast player where they have subscribed, you know, through buying the course through you, and all the content is there and ready for them to consume and complete it so they can get the results they're after, which is why they bought the course in the first place. Then number 10, you can use a private podcast with your coaching clients. So maybe you're an author who is also a writing coach, or you offer coaching on a topic related to your book. Maybe you're a parenting coach, and you could offer a private podcast for motivating your clients. Like maybe you have writers and they get stuck at different phases of their book writing journey. Or if you coach parents, maybe they get stuck with their latest parenting challenges. And that would be a great way to serve them through a private podcast. Then number 11, you could offer professional support on a private podcast. So I think about this with mental health professionals, and I know that there's seasons of struggles that we all go through. And as a professional, you want to be able to support your clients between sessions and before or after reading your book. That's about the same topic, right? Of something that they struggle with. And I know as a special needs mom, it would have been so nice to be able to pop in my earbuds when I was in a therapy waiting room while my son was being treated. And I could have been so encouraged and inspired on my parenting journey. And, you know, got to hear from an expert about some of the thoughts and feelings I was going through when my mental health would kind of go up and down through the parenting journey. And listen, y'all, with all of these ideas, you could also have guests on some of these private podcasts, which leads me to number 12, using a private podcast for guest episode swaps. So maybe you're a solo show and you want to be able to swap to guest on other podcasts, but you either one, don't normally have guests on your public podcast, or number 2, you don't host a podcast at all to have guest swaps on, right? And y'all, I have tons of ideas on this one. We may need to do a future episode on this, but if this is interesting to you, hit me up for a strategy session and let's put private podcast into play for you before you start pitching to guests on other people's podcasts. And you know, it's one thing for your listeners to share your public podcast and be like, girl, you have got to hear this show, right? We always do that to our friends. But imagine to then be like, you know, somebody says, you have to hear this show. But then for them to do it, they have to sign up for your email list, and then you can start nurturing them toward buying your book when the time is right. And there's so many ways, y'all, to leverage the power of podcasting to build your audience and reach new readers. So be sure to hit follow in your podcast player here, because I don't want you to miss the next episode where I'm going to be sharing some tips. If you are going to repurpose content into a private podcast, I've got some do's and don'ts that come from some of the ones I've listened to, and how to market your private podcast to potential listeners. We're definitely going to be talking about that. So thanks for tuning in today. And as always, I'll be there for you to help you build your audience and reach new readers one podcast at a time. See you then.